Ah, there you are. I was beginning to think you got lost on the way here. Please come in. Have a seat. Dinner will be ready here in just a moment. Tell me, you did find the place all right, didn't you? I know the roads can be a bit difficult to navigate this time of year, especially at night. I hope it wasn't too much trouble. Excellent. It would have been difficult to have an interview if the reporter failed to reach their appointment in one piece. Oh, please. The pleasure is all mine. I'm just glad you accepted the invitation at all. I've been very interested in your work as of late. Besides, there's no need to thank me just yet. You haven't even tried the food. Speaking of which, I do believe everything should be ready. Would you kindly join me at the table? You stay right here. I'll go grab the last of the meal from the stove. You're in for a real treat this evening. I hope you're ready. Here we are, cooked to perfection. I do hope you're not a vegetarian. This is a very special main course. There. So, before we get started, allow me to present tonight's meal. For starters, we have a lovely salad made with ingredients pulled from the garden this morning. For the main course, we have sautéed calf liver served with onions and capers, along with grilled beef heart with a balsamic vinegar marinade. For dessert, there's homemade chocolate pudding. I do hope you enjoy. Oh, and let's not forget tonight's drink. A lovely Spanish red wine to accompany it all. Here, I'll pour you some. I find this particular pairing goes wonderfully with the main course. Not too bitter to take away from the flavor, yet strong enough to complement it. However, no need to talk it up any longer. Please, dig in. So, now that the pleasantries are out of the way, let's get down to business. How long have you been a reporter now? Oh, really? Only a year? Well, I must say I'm quite impressed. With your level of writing, you pass for someone with far more experience. Especially your articles on the recent disappearances around the city. What got you interested in such a field, A childhood dream, How admirable of you. No, I'm not mocking you at all. There's nothing wrong with chasing childhood dreams. The fact you stuck with it from such an early age is sweet. In fact, that's what got me to where I am today. As a little girl, I had always been fascinated with the human body, how it worked, what it could do. Naturally, this led to some teasing growing up, but all these years later, I still love the field. Funny how things like that work out, isn't it? Oh, yes, I've always wanted to be a surgeon, but it wasn't until high school that I truly fell in love with it. There was just something so fascinating about anatomy, especially the dissections. Looking at how everything worked and came together, it was like seeing true art for the first time. That passion carried me all the way through medical school and brought me here. Oh, done with the appetizer? Perfect. Let me carve you some heart. There you are. Here's some of the liver as well. I do hope you like it. It's one of my favorites. So, what do you think? Oh, you like it? Excellent. I was worried. I know these things aren't your typical Sunday meal. The liver especially can be off-putting to some with the texture and all. Did you know that liver is a great source of vitamin A? It's also very high in protein. It carries fewer calories than other cuts of meat. Some might even go so far as to call it a superfood. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bore you with the details like this. It's just that the body is so underappreciated these days. You never realize just how much can be gained from knowledge like this. With all these fad diets and miracle pills, all one really needs do is gain a better understanding of how the body works, and then you let it work for you. Take yourself, for example. You seem rather fit, if you don't mind me saying so. Would you consider yourself an athlete? A runner? Delightful. It always makes me glad to see someone taking care of themselves physically. Nice, strong heart. Healthy lungs. Good pair of legs to go along with it. Delightful indeed. Oh, it's nothing. Are you ready for dessert? Splendid. Let me clear that for you, and I'll grab the pudding from the kitchen. Here we are. The grand finale. This is an Italian-style dessert, so it can be a little rich. Enjoy. Oh, yes. Back to the true topic of the night. The disappearances. You've written quite a few pieces on those, haven't you? My opinion? Well, I think it's quite terrible, don't you? At least, given the descriptions you give in your articles. Stories about some mysterious figure stalking the night. Snatching away unsuspecting victims. Only to mutilate their bodies and harvest their organs. What was the title you gave them recently? Bottom feeder, if I remember correctly. Such a frightening picture you paint. A bit harsh, though, wouldn't you say? Why, I only say so because you simply don't have all the facts. Things like motive, means, most importantly, identity. I may be playing devil's advocate when I say this, but your articles see things in such a one-sided manner. It isn't really fair to criticize the woman so harshly. I mean, yes, you... Why did I say woman? Why, I say woman because that's what she is. How do I know? Well, you're the investigative journalist. Because she's me, my dear. No need to look so surprised, my dear reporter. Are you really all that shocked? After all, you were so close to figuring it out on your own. With all that, snooping you've been doing these past few weeks. I must say, your investigative skills are quite impressive for someone so green. But we can't have you spoiling my little secret to everyone. Now can we? No. Easy now. There's no use trying to run. The paralytic in your food should be taking effect as we speak. Besides, if you leave now, you won't get all that information you've been digging for. You see, several years ago, I realized just how much the human body can do for us. Just not in the way you would think. People put all this time and money into creating a healthy body, only to die and have it put in the ground in a fancy box. Isn't that such a waste? Think of all those wonderful nutrients left to rot. All those beautiful organs essentially being thrown away and disregarded. We spend so much time focusing on animals around us for food that, well, we neglect one of the most abundant sources in front of us. In your case, right in front of me. Oh, shh. No need to struggle. It will all be over soon enough. To the authorities, it will look like you died in a car crash on your way back from dinner. Shame that they never found the body. But don't worry. Not a single piece of you will go to waste. A body like yours would be an awful thing to just throw away. Unlike the others. The ones I've taken off the street, well, a perfectly nice treat. They all lacked something. Although tonight's meal was the best so far. It did take more work than I care to admit to butcher the heart. All those strings and blood vessels. But in the end, it turned out better than I hoped. The girl's blood really brought something to the pudding's flavor, too, don't you agree? Monster? Oh, my dear, I'm no monster. The people I take are those who won't be missed. If anything, I'm making this city a better place. Although, you're something special. To be honest, I think that what I'm doing makes me a better human. After all, you are what you eat.